Hear this, church. For our early morning meeting, I keep telling our people that among all the months of the year, there is a peculiarity with the sixth month. Yeah, God works throughout the month, throughout the whole year. Are you with me? But there is a peculiarity with the sixth month. Because in the sixth month, there was the announcement of the birth of Jesus. And it was so in the sixth month. Luke chapter 2. And it was so. And it happened by the power of the Holy Spirit. The impossibility was made possible by the power of the Holy Spirit. So verse 37, Luke 1 37 says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." So to that medical report, the impossibility of your conception and your delivery of having a baby, by the word of the Lord, I nullify it. Amen. I cancel it. Amen. And I declare that in the name of Jesus, next year, Hebron, between now and next year, Hebron, you will stand here with your baby. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's going to happen. Listen, the first miracle we saw in this ministry was the miracle of a baby. By the way, in this ministry, we have had several children that ought not to be born. Did you hear what I said? Several children that ought not to be born. There is no medical reason to explain why myself and my wife waited for that long year before we have our children. And when it will happen, it was a Sunday like this. We are at that place, football viewing center. It's not beautiful at all, but there was the presence of God. And that Sunday, as I minister, there was a thunder. I had a thunder in the spirit. I had a thunder. And I knew something happened. Something was broken that day. And few months after, my wife did. And I was before the Lord on a particular day, and the Lord gave me the name of those children. Hear what I said, though. Those children. At one encounter, I received name for our two children. And I knew at that moment, mercy just spoke. Have these children now. First one, second. Even when the second one is still with Baba God in heaven, his name has been received on earth. This one in the womb, no scan told him is a child. The one that we follow is a boy. This is the name of this one. This is the name of this one. I just have mercy. And that day, mercy said to everything. And that was all. That was the first miracle in this ministry. I don't need to ask you to stand up if you are trusting God for fruit of the womb. Next year, you will stand here with your baby. Forget medical reports. Every force, everything is working together. It's working together. And I can tell you several testimonies. Again, that same year, 2016, we used to hold an interdenominational meeting every third Sunday of the month. And that one, that particular meeting, we're having it in our sitting room. And I look at a lady in that meeting. Some of you know this testimony today now. And the Holy Spirit said to me, now she's pregnant. I mean, in that meeting. Now, it's like the Holy Spirit saying, now she's getting pregnant. her. So meaning that at that meeting, Holy Spirit is resting on her. On her. And she's conceiving. Some of you know the testimony. Few days after that, or few weeks, I think, after that, maybe a week or two, I met her on this Manfani Road. You have heard her testimony, Toby Loba. She was on her way to one woman. Or didn't she say that? She said that, right? One woman wants to scatter what the Lord has done because herself was ignorant of what the Lord has done. To cut the long story short, I met her. You know, that day I became an angel because I know what the Lord has done. And I said to her, "Where are you going?" "I want to go there." "My friend, go back. Go back. If you really want to see me, you will see me." I said, "Go back." And I think maybe that same day or another time, she was like, "My body is this. Okay, go to that lab. Go and do tests." I think the second time or so. "Go there. Go and do." And she was like, "No. Test for what?" I said, "Just go and do." And that day, the pregnancy was confirmed. Today we have Emmanuel. These are many children that ought not to be born. I can go on and on and on. I can tell you of your baby years. These are children that their coming defile all medical reports. God is here. He is the one doing it. And again, he will do it for somebody here. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you are trusting God again for open door, I say to somebody, that door you have been knocking, just open now. Amen. It just opened. Amen. Peter didn't knock that door. By divine visitation, the angel came, enter into the prison, tap him, follow me, and by this divine visitation and presence of Holy Spirit, that door was open. Every door you have been believing God for, they just open wide before you. Wide before you. Wide before you. Wide before you. In the name of Jesus. Just believe the Lord. Believe in his name. And believe the one God has sent to you. Believe the one God have sent to you. I have this word of the Lord. Again, it's very similar to the one I said the other time. By the understanding of Holy Spirit, somebody that has just been delivered from an evil prophet. So this one also looks similar. Maybe I should say in a way you've been initiated. So you used to find yourself in your dream. You used to find yourself, you know, among strange people. So you know you've been initiated. You are not an ordinary person. You yourself, you know. As the word of God is coming, the word of God is going to hit you. And that demonic spirit in you will be casted out. Amen. Church, let's rise. The name of Jesus is to torment the devil. The name of Jesus is to torment the devil. The name of Jesus is to torment the devil. All eyes closed. Father, where your word is present, you present, and your power is made present. Therefore, as your word comes now, I'm asking, everyone possessed by the devil, yet in the church, I'm asking that that demonic spirit will leave them. Amen. And there will be total deliverance. Amen. In the name of Jesus. At the coming of the word of God now, all manners of deliverance, healings, miracle will take place. Amen. On this third day, it will happen. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Be seated. Okay, let me quickly share with us on what I titled, Authority in the Name of Jesus. And this is going to be the last message for this meeting. It's supposed to be the 8th message, but it's the 7th, as the Lord will have his way. So we've been looking at the theme, Jesus, the name, the answer, the miracle. In other words, Jesus is a name that has been given us to produce answers, and every answer we receive through the name of Jesus is a miracle. Every answer is a miracle. That's what we get from the name of Jesus. Thank God for all the speakers God has used. We have looked at so many things. But, you see, for me, my focus is how you, please follow me, how you, as a child of God, will not only receive your miracle from this meeting today, say amen, amen. Say louder amen. Amen, but much more, you will go from Hebron 2024 to become both a miracle creator and a miracle worker. Amen. Again, I tell you, the name of Jesus is to torment the devil. The name of Jesus is to torment the devil. As I waited on the Lord for this conference, praying one night, hallelujah. Thank you very much. And as I was praying, suddenly I saw a cockroach. Suddenly. Now, where I was, cockroach supposed not to come in. So, suddenly, I just saw this cockroach flying. I knew where I was, cockroach not ought to come in. As I saw it, I stopped praying. Then in a way, something arrested this cockroach. If you have ever seen a cockroach that fly, it will give you more stress to kill it. But this one flies, and it was arrested to a particular corner. And I pick my shoe, and I kill it. So easy. Instantly, Holy Spirit said to me, that is how the name of Jesus can kill demons. So from that moment, I understand demons are cockroach. By my encounter, demons are cockroach. I will give you another instance that follow. So this is outside Ibadan. So on returning home the following day, I was reaching out to somebody we've been believing God for something on behalf of this fellow. Particularly for them. And I knew there is something strange about that case. So I was trying to tell this fellow, come down for this meeting. As I was dialing the fellow's number, you know what? Suddenly, cockroach again flew in. And as I picked my phone to dial the fellow's number, which I wanted to do before, the cockroach came. Then the Holy Spirit said to me, that's a demon tormenting her. And I said, so indeed. And in the name of Jesus, every cockroach troubling you, right now, they are destroying Jesus' name. They are casted out of your life, out of your body, and you are taking your deliverance from all demons now in the name of Jesus Christ. So the name of Jesus is to torment the devil. I want you to go from this meeting with this understanding. And I want you to know that you, as a believer and as a child of God, having the name of Jesus, has given you authority over demons. So I don't just want you to go with your miracle, because you will go with your miracle. Say a louder amen. But most importantly, I want you to become a miracle carrier. Down. The name of Jesus answers at all times. The name of Jesus answers at all times. How many times, please? By the way, let me show you. Let's see the word of God. John chapter 14. John 14. John 14. From verse 13 and verse 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask. So when you are asking, how do you ask? With prayers and in prayers, right? Are you with me? You ask in prayer. Amen. So the first point here is to show you the importance of prayer and the efficacy of prayer. The importance of your prayer as a child. You can't be prayerless as a child of God. You cannot be prayerless. Now, the reason why people run into hand of evil prophets is because people are falling short of their spiritual responsibility. Prayer is your spiritual responsibility. If you are writing, write it down. As a child of God, it's your spiritual responsibility. Stop hiring people to pray for you. Imagine somebody hiring another person to go and speak for him to his father, to his mother. It's not done. So prayer is your spiritual responsibility. Rise up to it. Rise up to it. If you are going to seek God in your life, you must stop every spiritual irresponsibility. You must answer call to prayer. You must answer call to prayer. You must be prayerful. So scripture says, whatsoever ye ask in my name. So when you ask in his name. So that's why we talk about Jesus, the name. Say with me, Jesus, the name. Let me hear your voice. Say, Jesus, the name. So it's the name. It's not a name, but the name. So when you ask, you ask in my name. That will I do, that my, whatsoever you ask in my name, that I will I do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. So in other words, God is delighted to answer you. So when God answers you, he's glorified. Praise God. When God answers you, he's glorified. So God is delighted to answer you. Amen. He's delighted to answer you. Verse 14 says, if ye ask, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do. Glory to Jesus. Anything, I will do it. So this should give you confidence that when you ask God anything in prayer, God is going to answer you. And this should give you prompting to pray and to pray the more. With the understanding that whatsoever you ask God, he's going to do. Praise God. So you have to be prayerful. So the distance between the name of Jesus and the answer is prayer. So feel it. Feel it. And the distance between the answer that you get in the name of Jesus and the miracle is waiting. Now, the waiting is in two parts. Number one, waiting in prayer, still in prayer. Waiting is a major part of answer and miracle in the name of Jesus. Waiting is a major part. It plays a crucial part in getting answer in the name of Jesus, in receiving miracle in the name of Jesus. Number one waiting is waiting secretly in prayer. Waiting secretly in the place of prayer. Now listen to this. The name of Jesus, as we have known, is an authority. It's a sign. It's for signs. Church, listen to this. These are the things that God has put in my heart. I want you to go with from this conference. That from this conference, you will pray and you will get answers like never before. Because understanding has come. Now, why do you have to wait secretly in prayer? Thank God for what one of our speakers, Pastor Mene, shared with us yesterday. A woman, not a pastor, did a devotion, normal money devotion, on a morning, and in the course of her devotion, she encountered the word of God that told her, today you will receive your victory. She claimed it, confessed it, she left for her place of work. Later in the day, devil struck. One of our children at home died. Now, pastors, neighbor, everybody have gathered. They've prayed, nothing happened. Even the pastors, nothing happened. And then they made arrangements where they are going to bury the child. But then, at that point, they said, we can't bury her without the knowledge of the mother. Can you get the mother home? So, they got her home. And they were trying to console her. So at that moment, she asked for the child. Let me just have the child. Carry the dead child. Father, thank you. Remember what you promised me in the morning. Today is my day of victory. Tap the boy, tap me, tap the child, tap the child, tap the child, child. In few minutes, the child was restored. Now, remember, the pastors have prayed. Nothing happened. Is it that pastors have... God did not answer them. What happened? That day, they prayed and nothing happened. But this woman prayed and something happened. What's the difference? She has received a word. Somebody say a word. She has received word for her victory that day. But how did she receive that word? In the place of prayer. Are you with me? So, at that moment, while she tapped the child, she does not need to pray. She's claiming the victory. So Jesus is our example. In the night, he will have prayed to the Father. Amen. Are we together? And then during the day, with understanding from the place of prayer in the night, he knew what the Father wanted to do. That is why in John 1:5, he will go. Jesus went to a place that looked like hospital. Pool of what do you call that pool now? Bethesda. Thank you. And then there were many sick folks, like an hospital, right? And on getting there, he looked for one man. Abi, how many people did Jesus heal that day? One man. He looked for one man who had been there 38 years. And then he just looked at the man. So, do you want to be healed? Oh, blah, 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 story. Be healed. That's all. Excuse me. At that point, did Jesus pray? Talk to me. Did Jesus pray? You are not answering me. Did he pray? What did he do at that moment? He authorized. He took authority with the word. Get these things. Get these things. The reason why it's as if we don't get answers from our prayers, or when we are faced with situations and we pray and nothing happens, is that you are praying too late. You can pray too late. If you are writing, write it down. You can pray too late. Prayers that are answered are prayed appropriately. There is an appropriate time to pray. Prayer that will receive answer have appropriate time. Have timing. So rising up early to pray, you are doing yourself a great good. When you are not lazy in prayer, you are doing yourself a good. So you wait secretly in prayer. Early before situation arises. Jesus set us example. He will pray overnight. And in the morning, he will utter a command. And then result will manifest. He will address the situation in the day. And mountains will shift ground. Why? he has received the victory. Long before the situation arises. And brethren in this ministry can testify to that. God always gives us word. Word always comes ahead of time. Then we keep releasing that word, and then we will see mountains moved. I just told you now, with what the Lord has done in our midst, we are taking steps for the possession of our property as a ministry. And you will see it happening now. How did I know word has gone forth? Glory to Jesus. That's the number one waiting you need. Another waiting you need, that's patience for the manifestation of the answer. Now I told you, when we pray, God always answer. But you have to wait for that answer to become a manifestation in miracles. You have to wait. So if you are not going to waste your prayer, you must learn to wait for your answer. You must learn to wait for your answer. Don't forget my number one point. You must be prayerful. Prayerfulness. Next, if you are going to see victory or authority in the name of Jesus, your understanding in the word of God is very important. So the next point is understanding the word of God. Understanding the word of God. Revelation 19 verse 13. Revelations 19 and 13. There the word of God revealed to us the name, the original name of Jesus. The original name of Jesus. Look at it. And he was clothed with a vessel deep in the blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The Word of God. That is Jesus. I was sharing this with brethren that stay with us this morning. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And later on we went down, we realized in that John 1 that Word is Jesus. Amen. So his name in the beginning is the Word. So you must understand the Word and weaponize it to take authority in his name. You must understand the word enough that it will become your weapon. Now, every battle we fight is a word of battle. It's a battle of word. I beg your pardon. It's a battle of word. Our battles are battles of words. Ogun ta nja, ogun oro ni. So if your mouth is closed, sir, I put it to you, ma, your destiny is closed. Your case is closed. So your mouth must not be closed. You must keep confessing the word of God. Against that ailment, against that demon, against that lack, you must keep your mouth closed. Wide open, confessing the word of God. So the word, you are weaponizing the word of God. You are turning it to a weapon. But then, how does the word of God answer to you without failing? I'm going to show you. You must ensure you engage in daily and regular study of the word of God. This is another area of spiritual irresponsibility of spiritual people, of children of God. Many of us, we are so used to church, we come to church, yet we lack knowledge of the word of God. You are not studious about the word of God. I just mentioned a movie now, Professor Dinley. I watch movies. But I don't know why I've not had time to watch that particular movie. In fact, I was telling somebody, I said, I already know the line of that movie. So maybe because I've already know the line, so I didn't bother myself. But I knew it's a good movie. May God strengthen, what's the names now? The Willows. May God strengthen them. In the mighty. Say amen now.
Amen.
But you see, you must create time deliberately for the study of the Word of God, for prayers. If you are listening to me, say amen.
Amen.
I want you to go from this conference with this understanding. You must get into spiritual responsibility of praying consistently, studying the Word of God consistently. Now, let me ask you this. Many of us, have you encountered this when you pick the Word of God and you pray and you pray and nothing happened? Have you encountered it before? Has it happened to you? You confess the word, confess, and nothing happened. Wave your hands to me. Thank you. Thank you for being truthful. It do happen to me too. But I will tell you the reason today. Let me say this. When you are faced with any situation, don't just begin to pray about it. Particularly after you have prayed and prayed on that matter and nothing is happening, then you should know that there is more to that matter. Are you getting me? So, are you listening, please? So, what you should do is leave that matter. Stop praying about that matter. If you are listening, wave your right hand to me. Thank you. Stop praying. What did I say now? Stop praying. If you are praying on a matter, you keep praying, you keep praying, you keep praying, nothing is working. Stop praying about it. Are you listening? What you should now do is go back to God and start praying about it. It looks contradicting, Abby. At that moment, you are shifting your attention from the storm. You are now shifting your attention to God. That's the difference. Then he will now give you word for that storm. Or he will still disregard that storm and still ensure you walk on the water. And still ensure that your miracle take place irrespective of the storm, the presence of the storm. There is a medical report that says this sign is there. You don't have fallopian tube. Your fallopian tube is blocked. So as long as it is blocked or you are without womb, you can't have child. So you can. The sign is still there. Now, if God likes, he can give you another womb. And then you do scan, you find womb. Then you know that miracle has happened, Abi. But another time, the scan will say the womb is not there, but you will find yourself pregnant. So the storm is still there. But your miracle is happening in the midst of the storm. What's the difference? The word. So you focus on God and he will give you word for that time
and for that battle.
So at that point, no mountain can stop your miracle, because you have received an encounter, a word that has turned to a weapon, a word that has turned to a revelation. There are many things people do today. We have turned them to doctrines. We only follow doctrine. We did not understand the power, the dimension of power that brought about that doctrine. Today, that's why today we are just people with doctrines, no result, no miracles. So don't just do things you don't understand. Ask God questions. So weaponize the word of God, because the word itself is a weapon. Ephesians chapter 6. The word is a weapon. It is called the sword of the Spirit. Can you give me Ephesians? Very quickly. Where is that in Ephesians? If you can locate faster for me. Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6 what? Verse what? Who is there? Great. And take the helmet of faith and the word of the Spirit. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So it's a sword and the Spirit. A sword of the Spirit, a sword in the Spirit. Are you getting me? That's the word of God. It's a sword of the Spirit, a sword in the Spirit realm. It's a battle of word. So you use the word of God as your own weapon, as your own sword in the Spirit. It's a sword of the Spirit. So you use in the Spirit. And I say this something, this word of God, by the inspiration of Holy Spirit sometimes ago, and I'm going to repeat. The mountain you don't address scripturally will not change address. Only the mountain you address scripturally with the revelational word of God. Did you get that? Only the mountain you address scripturally with the revelational word of God will certainly change address. Be smart enough to note all these things. Put them down. Get back home, get back to your base and sit down with this word. And change your destiny with this understanding. Only mountain that you address scripturally with the revelational word of God, that's the mountain that will shift address for you. It will change address. Matthew 8:8. The centurion said to Jesus, "Speak your word. Speak your word. And there will be healing. All that is needed is your word." So, Jesus himself that we are looking at is the word. Say amen. Amen. When we say Jesus, what are we saying? The word. Is that right? So you have to study the word for the name of Jesus to answer you. It is your understanding in the word that we release authority in the name that is the word unto you. Let me go to the next point. You want to have authority in the name of Jesus? Your faith is important. Our speakers has talked so much on this issue of faith. I won't dwell there. But what is faith? Faith comes by perfect understanding in the word of God. And your perfect understanding in the word aids your faith. It aids your faith. It aids your faith. That centurion says, speak, just speak your word. Speak your word. Now, this is not a Jew. He's not expected to know that much.
You still remember the testimony Pastor Mene again shared with us yesterday of a Muslim man who was in the midst of fire, you know, shouted the name of Jesus and find himself outside.
So the question I was asking yesterday was that, how did the Muslim man get to know so much about the name of Jesus that he shouts that name and the name answer?
Many of us, we like jeje thing. We don't want trouble. If you don't want trouble, you can't see glory. If you are not ready to fight, you can't take your glory. You can't take what belongs to you in life. Have you noticed that even when you bought land with your money, you bought land, the so-called mule will come? Eh? Do you understand what I'm talking about? If you understand, wave your hand to me. You know there are omunilers. So, but you don't know there are spiritual omunilers. You don't know, Abi. If you see physical omunile, there are spiritual omuniles.
So if you cannot fight, you can't take your place in destiny. So you must be ready to fight with the name of Jesus. Now the fighting I'm talking about is what scripture called the good fight of faith. Did you get it? Not the one we are engaging.
And then you are messing up. You are messing up around. You are saying, you are saying,
all the strength you're supposed to use in prayer, you have used it to shout. So somebody cheated you, it's okay. Just walk away and walk into his presence.
Oluwa, shotiri nkan ton se si mi.
Did you see them? Father, answer. They will come and beg you.
Ma binu gba, gba pada.
You must be ready to fight. Let me turn to your neighbor, say you must be ready to fight. Your voice is so low. Turn to another neighbor, say you must be ready to fight. Fight and take your place in destiny. So your perfect understanding in the word of God is so important to increase your faith. To increase your faith. Mark 11:24. He who pray in the name of Jesus must believe in the name of Jesus to see the miracle in the name of Jesus. You pray in the name, you must believe in the name so that you can see the miracle in the name.
So if you will not believe, don't bother yourself to pray.
So you must believe. So what increases your believing? Perfect understanding in the word. Say the word. The word of God. So that is now calling you to be deliberate in your reading, study, and meditation of the word of God. Joshua 1:8. That was all God asked for Joshua. This book of the law must not depart out of your mouth, but you must meditate in it day and night.
But I need to tell you that the word you've not read, you've not studied, you can't meditate.
Meditation is a deeper level of reading. Reading, studying, then meditating. Now, it is at the point of meditation the word becomes a revelation. It is meditation that turned the word to revelation. Are you with me, somebody? No, you can't go on and read and you just read. And they ask you, did you read your Bible today? Yes, you read. Did you understand? No understanding. Philip asked that Enoch, did you understand? He said, how can I understand when no man is there to explain to me? A lot of people are coming to church, they don't understand. God. So there is no revelation. But from now, as you read the word of God, there shall be revelation. Amen. The word will become a weapon in your hand. And you will see miracles. So once you believe, no wonder the Bible says, he who believes does not make haste. Does not make haste. You are so confident by your faith in the word of God. Now, I said something to our brethren, maybe yesterday. I said, you don't walk with God by feeling. Because God does not walk by feeling. He walks by his word. Once he has spoken, I've done it. That's all. Are you with me? That's it. Just speak the word. That's all. Oh, I'm feeling it. You are looking for something. God does not work that way. So if you are believing God for anything, once the word has come, even if that storm is this, it's still there. It's irrelevant. Are you with me? It's irrelevant. And finally, I will stop here. If you want to carry authority and manifest authority in the name of Jesus, you must be a servant. You must be a servant. In Luke chapter 2, no, I beg your pardon, John chapter 2, which is our anchor scripture for this team, John 2:11. You see, it was those servants that carried the water. They are the one that can explain how the water turned to wine. Let's go to the word of God. Mark. Okay, let's see Luke first. I think one of our ministers also share in this. Luke chapter 9 first. Here, Jesus called the disciple. The Bible says he called the 12 together. He gave them power. He gave them authority. Power, authority. Over what, please? Number one, over devils. Say with me, devils. And to cure diseases. He gave them power. He gave them authority. And then he sent to them, go. So what was the reason he gave them? Because they are servants. Amen? That's why he gave them so much. Now, to baran yan se pe lagbaja wa lo ba mi se kini kan, o gbodo fun ni nkan to ma fi se. So the power that is in the name of Jesus is our weapon to go for him. So when you go for him, you are given so much power and so much authority in the name of Jesus. I like to tell you that power and authority in the name has levels. Power and authority in the name of Jesus has levels. If all you want to use it for is for personal use, then there is a level for that. But you want to, I don't want to use the word commercialize. You want to take it to the world now. Huh? It will give you more. It will give you more. Why? Because you are a servant going for him. So if you want to see greater power, you must be ready to go for God. And actually, we have all been called as Christians to go for him. All of us, we are called. The day you become born again, the day you give your life to Jesus, you are called to go for him. Not only pastors are called to go for him. You are called. All of us, we are called to go for God. So when you go for him, you see power, you see authority in the name of Jesus, and you see demon buying for you. Amen. And as they went, they returned with testimony. So you must be a servant. And how do you become a servant? This is where I'm going to close. Mark 3:14. Mark 3:14. The word of God says, he ordained the 12 that they should be with him and that he might send them forth to preach. Verse 15, and to have power to heal the sick and to cast out devils. Look up. These are the process to become a servant. You are with him. It determines your life. It determines his will for your life. His will, not your will. That they should be with him. learning him. Don't forget that in Jesus is the word. Learning him. And as they do, and if they do that well, that will be the condition for them, whether he will send them or he will not send them. So, after they are with him, then he sent them to preach. So you must be a servant. Be with him. Learning him every day. Now, we have that opportunity that the 12 had. They have Jesus with them physically. But today we have his word. Amen. We have it. Shout hallelujah. So therefore, be with him. Be with the Holy Spirit. Every day, every morning, every night. And learn from him the word of God, the will of God. And secondly, you will become one that is capable enough that God can send. And as you go, signs, wonder will follow you. Let us close with the same Mark chapter 15. Turn your Bible there. Have I blessed you? Amen. Mark chapter 16, not 15. Let's take it from verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. Did you see that? You are to go. This is my desire. This is the desire of God. That you not only receive your miracle. I'm going to pray for you now as we close this meeting for this year. And I assure you, you will return with your testimony. Amen. You heard the testimony of that woman. Last year, anniversary like this, she joined the church. She became a member of the ministry. I think that was the time she fully joined. And you heard her now. You heard her. When she asked God, she didn't ask me. She asked God. So as we close now, I'm going to ask you to ask God for what you want. And you will return with your own testimony.
Amen.
God is here. I can assure you, God is here. But much more for him. Be a going Christian. Win souls for God. Let there be no separation between your working life, Monday to Friday, and your life on Sunday. You know, some people have three kinds of life. Monday to Friday life. Then Owambe life on Saturday. You understand what I'm talking about? Some people, the way they dance at party, when you see them at party, you will look again and say, am I saying well? This same fellow will do jejelistically dance in the church. But at party Owambe, when the DJ are doing the guy is also vibrating. So some live a life Monday to Friday, is a life on Saturday, and another life on Sunday. That is not correct. If you want to be a correct Christian, I challenge you. Your life must be the same Monday to Sunday. The same. The same. You must be a Christian all the time. Say, God will help me. That's a challenge. Say it again. Say, God will help me. Because how can we explain a Christian to Jali? How do we explain that? Let's go back to the word of God. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall is damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Look at the sign. In my name. So his name is a sign. Look at the following things his name as a sign will do. Number one, to cast out devil. Say to cast out devil. Number two, to speak with new tongues. Number three, to take up serpents. Next, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. That's protection. If they lay hand on the sick, they shall recover. So they went as the Lord has spoken. That's verse 20 now. They went forth, preach everywhere. Preach everywhere. The Lord walking with them and confirming the word with sign, with wonder. This is the point God has called us to and I'm also calling us into. As you go from this meeting, let's go preach him. But you know what? You can't preach the Jesus you don't know. Do you know the reason why many of us we cannot preach? Because we have not encountered him. Many of us, when you try to preach, then you met a guy who argued with you and you told yourself, Tolombati yomi ninu elei. Mi ni se mi mo. And since that time, you just told yourself, Shama lo je jemi. You know the problem. The problem is you have no encounter. Now, all of these people we are avoiding, the Muslims and the rest, we are avoiding. The only language they understand is miracle. Where they see power, they bow. Where there is power and authority, who they argue? You don't argue with power. You don't. He can't do it. He can't do it. And then the man came in the name of Jesus, be healed. And there was healing. Will you argue with that? It's only an insane man that you argue with reality. So when you carry this authority, your name is manifesting it. I mean, your life is manifesting it. They will ask you, Bolechenche, rise to your feet. May your life from this day forward glorify Jesus. Please rise. And I hope from this meeting, you are going with understanding to become a miracle worker. To become a miracle worker. I challenge you to this life. Preach him. Then let me counsel you. Next time you are going to preach, don't carry your Bible. It's like today I'm speaking so many contradicting things, right? When next you are going, you can imagine I want to go out for evangelism or whatever, and I carry this my Bible. And I want to approach this woman who hates Jesus completely, and you see Bible with me. Before I say hello, you will say hello. Ejoko say. Money ejoko. She man jade lo preach. The fellow will say no. I don't want to hear. Are you with me? So the strategy is don't carry. Don't carry your Bible. The thing is fine again, sir. Thank you, sir. It's a strategy. You want to be profitable in business, you must be strategic. So you must be strategic. Don't go with your Bible. They won't listen. Some people will run away. Immediately you are coming, they will close their hearts. But what do you do? Go with the word of God in your hearts. Just walk up to that fellow. How are you, man? God bless you.
In fact, if possible, don't start with God bless you. I'm giving you strategy that work. Don't start with God bless you. You're already closing their hearts. You know God can bless, right? His name can bless. But they don't want to hear some of this thing at the beginning. Are you with me? So, you get specific instruction. God, as I go today, what's the strategy? Let me give you an example and I will close you with this. I was traveling in public transport one day from Lagos to Ibadan. And this young man bought a purse. And he quickly put his valuables, his phone, money, put it in the pocket, in the purse. And I look at the purse. I look at the man. I say, how are you? Oh, wow. I love the purse. What are you fine? I say, ah, thank you. I say, come on, Jusha. Okay. And I said, sir, but you bought this purse because, oh, thank you, phone, yes, son. He said, yes. I said, but what about your own life? Is your life in a purse? And he looked at me again. And then the conversation started. I've gotten him at that moment. That's the strategy. That's the strategy. So when you want to go out, ask God. God, what's the strategy? What's the word as I'm going out? You use what people are doing to get them. Jesus used the fishing of Peter to get him. That's the strategy. Are you getting me? Because from now on, you must go for Jesus. Let me turn to your neighbor. Say, from now on, you must go for Jesus. So you use what people are doing to get them. Take people to Jesus, but you have to take them from where they are and take them to Jesus. Can we bless God for his word today? Bless God. Bless God. Give him praise. Give him glory. Exalt him. Open your mouth and thank him. Thank him. Exalt him. Thank him. Oh, thank you, Father. We exalt you. We glorify you. Wave your hands unto him for all he has done today and in the course of this meeting. We give you glory. Can you run the piano for me? We exalt you, Father. Be magnified. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Come on, exalt the Lord. Because the next thing I will ask you to do now is to ask for what you want. That's the next thing I'm going to ask you to do. To ask for what you want. Thank him first. Thank him. Exalt the Lord. Glorify the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's take this song. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory. Wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor. Power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 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 Amen.
Blessings and glory with long thanksgiving.
Come on, worship him very well.
Power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Blessings and glory.
And glory.
We are all
you to ask God for what you want. I want you to make a decision to go for him and preach and win nations for him. So I would like you to pray and say, Jesus, from now on, I promise to go for you. Give me that strength. I receive the strength to go for you. You don't need to be a pastor to be a preacher. No. You don't need to be a pastor to be a preacher. As a child of God, you are called to be a preacher. Help me to be a preacher. Preaching you. Teaching and taking nations for you. Help me, Father. If you have understood all the Lord has brought to us, then you are going to pray prayer. Then you begin to see power and miracle in the name of Jesus. That's what you begin to see. Me, everywhere I go, I will take you there. To my place of work, to my family, as many that are yet to be saved in my family. Father, help me to get them saved for you. Save them. But help me to be deliberate about their salvation. Only God can save. No man can save people. But Father, give me the heart to be deliberate about salvation of people around me and to win as many you want me to win for you. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Bring your prayers to a close. Jesus' mighty name we pray. We have prayer. I want you to lift up your two hands. I want to pray for you. From now on, in the same way Jesus called the disciples, and the Bible says, he had power and the authority to cast out demons and to heal all kind of diseases in his name. So I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, as you go for him, the power to cast out demons, the power to take up serpent, the power to speak with new tongues, the power that no deadly thing will be able to hurt you, the power to take nations for God, rest upon you now in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus, rest upon you. Now when you call the name of Jesus, it will answer for you. It will answer that miracle for you. The name of Jesus through your mouth will not fall to the ground. Whatever you bless is blessed. Whatever you bind is binded. Whatever you loose, it is loose. So shall it be. From now on, you will torment the devil. In the name of Jesus, you will torment the devil. In the name of Jesus, you will torment the devil. Now listen. As one that has been given power to torment the devil, no devil is permitted to torment you anymore. Is there anyone here that the devil is tormenting? Now you are released from every torment of the devil in the name of Jesus. Take your deliverance and become a deliverer of your generation. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now you want to ask God for what you want. You want to ask God for what you want in the name of Jesus. And as you ask, you will return with testimony. Can you just lift up your two hands? Father, as your people begin to ask in your name, let answer begin to follow them. So begin to ask in his name. I'm going to ask us to shout in the name of Jesus once and then begin to ask. Can we shout in the name of Jesus one to go? In the name of Jesus. Begin to ask. In the name of God, there is power. In the name of Jesus, every name must bow. In the name of God, there is power. In the name of Jesus, every name must bow. Whatever you ask, he will do. He is doing now. For Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, let there be manifestation of your word. Now. Come and ask in his name. Oh, Sheyano, Titi Doni,
Jesu ti Nasareti Om Sheyanu Om Sheyanu Iti Doni Jesu ti Nasareti Om Sheyanu Om Sheyanu Titi Doni Jesu ti Nasareti Om Sheyanu Om Sheyanu Titi Doni Jesu ti Nasareti Om Sheyanu I tell you pe Om Sheyanu Titi Doni Jesu ti Nasareti Om Sheyanu Awon ileri Ojo to ti pe Oluwa Moshe Awon ileri Ojo to ti pe Come and ask Oluwa Moshe Kara yele re ware ka lara mi o Awon ileri Ojo to ti pe Oluwa Moshe Tori o Sheyanu Titi Doni Jesu ti Nasareti Om Sheyanu Om Sheyanu Titi Doni Jesu ti Nasareti Om Sheyanu God we make our way When there seems to be no ways, He walks ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, holding closely to His life with love and strength for each new day. He will.